Pinching the punch, it's the first of the month.
And welcome.
And to a brand new episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. Don't jump in on my intro. I always do the intro. I have done from the very start.
All right. I was worried you'd forgotten the lines.
Come on.
Being panto season and all, I thought you were playing a game.
We're in December.
We are. Here it is.
Finally arrived. And to mark the first day of December, the sun has decided to make an appearance again here in the UK. We've got very mild temperatures of 14 to 15 degrees.
Balmy, some might say. Balmy.
So we're having the tropical Christmas this year, which would be nice. It makes a change. Oh, it's normally cold at Christmas.
We'll get the steel bands out, play some calypso carols. Do you remember
it's
doing
not
that?
Even an Indian summer, because that's come and gone.
Now that's been and gone. Did you ever do that at primary school? Do the calypso carols? And you had to learn how to play steel pans?
No.
Was it just my school then?
Must have just been your school.
I went to
I went to school like north. I don't know what the schools are like down south. So
a bit odd.
It might be a bit different down here. I don't know.
Love the addition of the sleigh bells. A very welcome return.
When you're in December, you're into Christmas. You can't avoid it then.
No.
So you might as well just get on with it.
Embrace it.
And spend the whole month celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. So first day of the month, advent calendars are now in the front room. And I'm struggling, Rob. And maybe you can help me with this dilemma that I'm having this week. All right.
Hit me.
I've got quite a proportionate sized maisonette here in Brentwood, right?
Correct.
But when Christmas rolls around, this proportionate sized maisonette that I've got feels a little bit smaller, to the point where I have nowhere to put advent calendars. Now, I hear you say, Rob, why didn't he just put a nail in the wall and hang them on a nail?
Well, that is one option. Certainly is an option. But you don't want to put a hole in the wall.
It is an option, and it's an option that I tried.
Right.
Hole in the wall. You cannot fit drawing pins into these walls.
Are they proper brick ones?
So the advent calendars are just going to be out on the side for a month. This is the point I was trying to get to.
Annoying you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just going to be out. And you know me, mate. I don't like things just to be out. So I feel a little bit crowded at Christmas.
We need to find a home for them.
The tree is out already. Do you like my tree?
I love your tree.
My Christmas tree. It's only a little one, 4 foot. What do you think about the size of the star?
I think it's too big
for the tree? Because it came as part of the set. So it's not like, if I had my way, I'd probably buy a smaller star.
I'd agree. I think a smaller star would suit. But it's not so big. It's not like bigger than the tree. That would be
ridiculous.
You're
slagging off my tree.
No, I'm not. No. But I think the tree is somewhat overwhelmed by the sign. I mean, the star is being supported by the tree, so the tree clearly doesn't give a monkey's. It's happy, with a big hat.
And what about my colour scheme? Do you like?
I like it.
We're going for the red and the whites.
Very Christmassy
and
feel
the green,
to it.
Obviously, of the tree.
Of the tree, yeah.
So, yeah.
Not sure about the blue lights.
No?
No.
I find if I stare at them for too long...
Like I've been doing for the last
minute. If I look
away,
I can now see you with blue spots all over you.
And now look, I'm diseased.
It's worse at night as well. They do hurt your eyes.
Oh, I bet they do. Do you not move out of the way? Because it's all right in the line.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean, mate.
Yeah.
At Christmas, it's very crowded. And so I have to move the bloody tree every time.
Didn't you have it over the
other
side?
I want to turn the plugs off. Yeah, but then the last year...
The sofa was over there.
It was all switched. But this is all not working because that's waving our arms in the air. Because,
you're the only one who
again,
can see it.
We're not visual. We're... What's the word?
Audible.
Is it audible?
Yeah.
We're audible.
Yes, I know.
But, so let's stop describing the front room. But anyway...
We're painting a lovely picture. We're painting a lovely picture. Yeah. You got your TV there, settled, ready for the Christmas
movies.
Are you on Christmas movies as well?
Yeah, we've started playing the Christmas movies. We've had Home Alone 1, 2.
Brilliant.
And
a unfortunately, staple of Christmas.
We did have 3 on. But 3 is okay for a 4-year-old boy.
Is it one with the other kid?
Yeah, with the other kid. 3 is all right. 4 and 5, fuck off.
Hang on.
I ain't interested.
What do you mean there's 4 and
there's
5?
There's 4 and 5.
No,
mate.
There's not.
There is. There is.
Now you're having me on now.
Yeah, they're rubbish. They really are.
They're so bad.
But the third one, it's okay.
Yeah.
But they've all been on.
He's no
so
Macaulay
far.
Culkin, though, is he?
We've had Alf on.
Alf, yeah.
Christmas is on.
What about Elf?
I just said Alf.
I thought you said Alf. That's you and your dodgy accent again.
Was an Alf that alien?
Yeah, I think they
back in the day. That was Alf. No, Alf. With
Elf.
Will
with
Ferrell.
E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jingle All the Way as well with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hang on, you're a day into December and you've seen all of these movies.
Well, they we
did Christmas start the weekend for you?
Yeah, we watched a few.
Yeah, I thought it might.
Yeah.
So your week's been, you know, fairly proprietary to you know, getting ready for Christmas.
No, not really.
I think that might be the wrong use of the word proprietary.
You've made it sound like all I've done this week is think about Christmas. But saying that, I did go and look for Christmas presents yesterday.
Yeah, bit of window shopping.
Yeah, a little bit of window shopping. The thing is, I'm pretty tight. And I don't like buying things for other people. So I struggle at Christmas. But this year, I feel that I have to. Because everyone knows I've got a job now. So if I roll around this year, this is the thing. Last year, when I didn't have a job because I was a stay-at-home dad, people forgave me. This year,
now
I've got a job, people are going to go, oh, right, I see.
Well, you got some money.
Yeah.
So where's my prezzy?
Where's my present? Because even though they say it's a time for giving.
Yep.
People are only thinking about receiving.
Yep.
It's a way of life.
It is a way of life.
So,
on record, I'm quite happy with some socks. If you absolutely feel like you need to get me anything.
Right, okay.
Socks will be fine.
I thought you were going to say you'll be happy to receive. I don't even do that at Christmas. Not even at Christmas.
Let's move on. Let's move on from that cul-de-sac. So your week has been diggity-boo.
Yes. Diggity-boo, diggity-boo.
That's a bit out of tune this week.
So,
yeah,
how
good.
Are you?
I'm all right. I'm pretty good. I've had a weird morning. You know, we have like a good solid day at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, been a working man yourself now. You'll know when you have a good solid, you know, shift. And you get a lot done, you feel productive, you get to the end of it, you're a little bit tired because you've done a full day's work. And then there are those days where you're doing that, you're having that very steady flow, you feel productive, getting a lot of stuff done, and then stuff goes wrong and right. interferes, and then you stop being productive, and you spend lots of time fixing problems. I've had one of those days.
Right.
And one of those days where I've stood there and in my own mind questioned how certain humans have got to live for so long without accidentally killing themselves.
Yeah, there are people who are a waste of oxygen. I know that sounds harsh.
They are, like, I like to call them carrot scanners.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm someone's person who shouldn't have oxygen.
Probably.
Happens to the best of us,
I guarantee I'm on at least a dozen everybody. People's lists. At least a dozen people's lists.
I bet.
In fact, I got told.
We could have a game.
Right, I got told.
A bit what I think. Week,
I got told I've got quite a punchable character.
Yeah. mate.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
You know, I'm when you punchable. Hear a certain record and people go, oh, it's a grower. That's what I would say you are at first. First meet you, you think, oh.
What the... Is
yeah.
this?
And then you grow on a person.
So was that the first impression you had of me? Be honest.
The first, the thing is, you know me, mate. I sit here and I'm a bit of a grump and everything. You're one of life's positive people. And it's not that I didn't like you. I just don't like life's positive people.
You don't like those people who walk around skipping and you know, or skip around.
No, it's more of a jealousy thing because I wish I could be less uptight. You're less uptight than what I am.
Yeah, but trust me, I wish sometimes I'd be a lot less, you know.
Because
when you have a day, because I might have an
for example, last week you came to my house in yellow trousers.
I did.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not uptight. Those were tight, but you're not uptight.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Tight yellow trousers.
Yeah.
But yeah, mate, it's a good thing.
No, I appreciate that, and I know it is, but I also know, I do appreciate as well that I am sometimes a bit much.
Oh, all right.
Sometimes a bit much.
This has taken a sudden turn.
Yeah.
We've gone from the most festive goodwill part of the year and to depression.
To agreeing that I'm quite a punchable person.
Are you questioning yourself, Rob?
I think it might be because
you're turning 29 next week? Are you having an early midlife crisis? Or
no,
maybe
not at
you
all.
Will die young.
No,
and,
not at all.
And this is midlife.
Although I did
know.
Suggest that maybe I was over halfway through my life, which means I won't even make it to 60, which is quite a depressing thought.
Great. You're on it today.
I'm tickety boo today.
Yeah, you fucking sound like it. Tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo. It does sound bad today.
I know it sounds, but we're not. We're in good mood, aren't we? We're good spirits.
Oh, all right.
So much so, I've gone squeaky.
So getting back to Christmas.
Sorry.
At the weekend here in this town.
Yeah.
They switched.
Cashier number four, please.
That is my computer telling me that my hard drive is going to have an imminent failure.
Basically, it's about to sharp shop
basically,
and die.
It's told me, whatever you want, take off, because we cannot guarantee that this is going to turn on next time.
It may not make it for
but
another
But it's still
night.
Here. It's a fighter, this thing. Best not hit it. Out.
Stroke it nicely. So better Christmas.
Yeah, weekend lights here in this town. I was at work. My dad had the boys.
Yep.
So I thought, I'll leave work early. I'll see if I can leave work early. Go to the Christmas lights, get in the mood for Christmas. Come home, put the tree up. It's on. All right. So I get to the high street.
Yep.
And there's hundreds of people. And you know
your
me,
face,
mate.
Your face is enough right now.
I don't like hundreds of people.
No.
I don't like 10 people.
I was going to say, even dozens is a bit much.
You know, even in the office. No, I'm not joking. No. But big crowds, I'm not a fan of.
No.
I think I've told this story before when I was in a big crowd at the Reading Festival.
Oh, yes.
Watching Biffy Clyro.
Yeah.
Couldn't hack it. What did I do? Pass out.
Yeah.
All right. Don't like big crowds. Don't get on with all the hustle and bustle of a Christmas market, if you like. But I thought, as I've said before,
it's for the children.
I'm a trooper and I powered through.
Yep.
And found the children. And then Oliver needed a wee.
Right.
So finding a toilet, not a problem. We know where the toilets are in our town. Get into a toilet when there's hundreds of people around trying to use that same toilet.
Difficult.
It's a nightmare. So I spent that half an hour where I could have been at work.
Yep.
Earning an extra half hour's money.
Yep.
Standing in a toilet queue. Missed the lights. The lights went on. Ooh. Nowhere near the switch on. Didn't even hear the countdown. We were down the other end of the high street in a pisser. I was like, is this what Christmas is all about?
Queuing.
But Christmas songs are on now in every shop you go into.
Oh, God,
it's that time of year. All the Christmas songs are on in the shops everywhere you go now.
Are.
Starting to hear them.
Everywhere.
Lots of festive hits. The songs you will only hear once a year. Well, 100 times a year for a period of the
intensely
year.
Intensely in for about 6 weeks.
And so all the classics are back. Name some classics.
Wizard.
Slade.
The Darkness, Don't Let the Bells End. A recent classic.
John Lennon.
Of course. The
Band-Aid.
Pogues. The Pogues.
Band-Aid.
I've got,
Mariah Carey.
Oh, God.
Oh, I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know.
I knew you'd do this.
So make my wish come true.
Come on, Mariah, sing it.
It's baby all I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, she's still got it. Ooh. Sing it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You.
That voice, mate.
You.
They tell me she's one of the best.
Yeah,
Mariah Carey singing at a light switch on a few years ago. Or like in America, they do things bigger, don't they? So it would have been like a Christmas light festival.
Yeah.
But so I think Christmas is now officially started.
Yeah, you know that makes me.
Mariah
you know
Carey.
That makes my brain feel physically sick. Oh,
you.
So let's kick off Christmas with the 2015 edition of Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. So make my wish come true, 'cause baby all I want for Christmas is. You.
gets better every time,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't possibly oversell how much it makes me feel physically sick hearing that.
You love it.
Just no.
Right, are you ready for...
I actually hate you for playing that.
Are you ready for this week's quiz right, along the
as
Christmas
long as it does,
lines?
If it contains that, no.
No.
This is a quiz for my late Rob. This is a quiz for my late Rob. This is a quiz for my late Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob.
So this time last year, we were recording this podcast. It wasn't on iTunes and stuff then.
No, we weren't called
We were posting it up to SoundCloud, and you can still go along and listen to the old episodes of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. And this time last year, in the quiz, we were doing former Christmas number ones.
Oh, yeah, I remember. All right? Yeah, yeah.
First week of December.
Yep.
We, as you know, as it's December, straight
Christmas
in,
songs are on.
Boom, Christmas songs. All right. So these are former Christmas number ones. When we did this quiz last year, you were very bad.
That's one way of putting it.
So I've rehashed the quiz.
Okay.
Mixed them around.
Oh.
And we are going to do what's this Christmas? What's this former Christmas number one?
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, have you ever seen a girl for whom your soul you'd give? For who you'd fight for, die for, pray to God to live? Cause she's so fine. She's so fine. She's really sweet. The finest girl you ever wanna meet.
My mind's in the wrong place. My mind's telling me no. Sorry. Possessed by R. Kelly.
It's not R. Kelly.
I know it's not R. Kelly. Oh, this is one of the old ones before the likes of X Factor came along and... Or not. No, maybe it's... Oh, no. Now you've unearthed an overload.
Pass.
Well, have you ever seen a girl for whom your soul you'd give, for who you'd fight for, die for, pray to God to live? Cause she's so fine. She's so fine. She's really sweet. The finest girl you ever wanna meet.
So, Jackie Wilson, yeah, a former Christmas number one. What a Christmas number one?
The first one, wasn't it?
No, I don't think it was. No. But... what a Christmas number one to have going on.
We need something
sing
like this.
Along after the turkey. So there you go.
Don't write them like they used to.
Not an obvious former Christmas number one.
No, I remember you throwing an old one in there.
Question number two, exactly the same. It's not that obvious.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. It's much too late to find when you think you've changed your mind. You'd better change it back or we will both be sorry.
Any idea?
Change your mind, but... Ugh. We'll both be sorry. It's a horrible sense of deja vu. Obviously, I've heard them before.
Let's give yourself 5 seconds of silence. Think about it.
You son of a...
don't you want me? Don't you want me?
Oh, that, what is it? Shut up, no.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me?
You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. It's much too late to find, when you think you've changed your mind. You'd better change it back or we will both be sorry.
Don't you want me, baby?
Human League. And Don't You Want Me. An actual former Christmas number one.
Another great Christmas number one.
So, you've been doing quizzes for a whole year.
Yep.
And at the moment, still no better than what you were this time last year. Right?
What did I actually get last year? Did I get none?
You got one.
I got one.
One out of five.
Oh, crikey.
Let's see. Hey, question number three.
So you think you can stone me and spit in my eye? So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Oh, baby, can't do this to me, baby. Just gotta get out. Just gotta get right out of here.
Now I saw your face.
Yeah.
The look on your face tells me that you know this one, and this is the one that you actually got right last year. So this could
be
your
one.
Oh,
That was my question.
Yeah,
did I get this one right last year? Mm-hmm. I'd have hated myself if I didn't. It's Queen.
So you think you can stone me and spit in my eye? So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Oh, baby. Can't do this to me, baby. Just gotta get out. Just gotta get right out of here.
A Queen. And Bohemian Rhapsody. It's been Christmas number one.
Twice.
You remember that tidbit from last year?
I do, yeah. As you started to say it,
there
yes.
Right.
The only one as well. The only
or is it that I told you earlier, because I thought this was a massive fail on my part today. I text Rob to say, I've got a quiz. Let's do the same quiz as we did this time last year. So, maybe you've listened to it this morning.
No, I didn't think of that.
Because I told you the episode numbers.
No, you
didn't think of that.
Yeah,
dumbass.
But
come on.
I need some love, like I've never needed love before. Wanna make love to you, baby. I had a little love, now I'm back for more. Wanna make love to you, baby. Set your spirit free. It's the only way to be.
I hate you. I also hate myself for being stupid and not listening back. I can't believe I'm doing this again and I can't get them right. I don't know what it is.
I need some love, like I've never needed love before. Wanna make love to you, baby. I had a little love. Now I'm back for more. Wanna make love to you, baby. Set your spirit free. It's the only way to be.
Spice Girls. Hey, two become one.
I know.
Is that two become one?
Cash in number three, please.
That's my hard drive again. Right. And we're under all kinds of pressure today.
We are.
Time pressure, because we got... I've got to go on the school run soon. Do you want to run with me today?
Why not?
This
one
why
school,
not?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, we are rushing just in case the hard drive decides to die. Hang in there, my friend. Hang in there. Right, are you ready for the final one?
Better get the final quiz question out, yeah.
I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here to lie to you. I'm here to say I'm ready, that I've finally thought it through. I'm not here to let your love go. I'm not giving up, oh no. I'm here to win your heart and soul. That's my goal.
Damn it! I wanna swear.
Oh, swear. We'll beep it.
No. No, I refuse. I refuse to be angry.
Go on, just... Say better.
I can't remember which one of them it was. It was either Will or Gareth. Ah. Ah. Gareth. No! You plum! Was it Will? Hang on, who was it then?
Shame.
Oh, Brooks, oh no.
I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here to lie to you.
I'm here to say, I'm ready. That I've finally thought it through. I'm not here to let your love go. I'm not giving up. Oh no. I'm here to win your heart and soul. That's my goal.
Also, another added pressure right now. I need to go to the toilet. So let's end the quiz. Again, 1 year, no improvement. 1 out of 5. Absolutely rubbish. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob.
In the name of some of those the workforces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those the workforces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. And now you do what they told ya. And now you do what they told ya. And now you do what they told ya. You're under control. Do what they told ya. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge. They're the chosen ones. You justify those that died by wearing the badge. They're the chosen ones. Tell me, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I will not do what you tell me.
So I have to rush off in a minute and go on the school run where no one actually runs.
No, they don't.
We all walk slowly and
for God's sake, I've got to pick them up again.
Oh, God. Are they going to be noisy tonight? Are they going to be good boys? All of life's dilemmas that we have.
Oh, dear. So hang on. We've got to do Aiken Parry yet, surely.
We honestly haven't got time.
All right, fine.
I've got about 3 minutes. So we'll do last week's lullaby by, which was... Sleep with one eye open, ripping your pillow tight. Yeah, of course, Metallica and Enter Sandman.
Indeed. So very creepy, that one. Very, very creepy.
Yeah, Rob picked that one. You like that
one? I did. I did like it. It was very, very good. It was quite difficult to
We'll have another one very, very shortly. Without further ado.
Edouard. I like it. I like it. We've changed it.
It's time to end the podcast.
Okay. Now, hang on. Where's the sleigh bells?
It's coming. Hang on.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought they were at the start. Sorry.
Come on.
Getting impatient.
So there you go. That's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw, We podcasted. We'll be back next week. Next week, it's his birthday.
Oh, it is.
So we will have just a normal podcast. No present giving or anything like that. Because not made the money. Christmas is coming up and all of that.
Well, take your pick. Christmas or birthday?
Christmas. It gives me more time.
You bone idle git.
I'm so tight. Proper yeah. Scrooge.
Oh, anyway. Did you enjoy the Formula 1, the last race of the week?
I didn't watch it, mate. I ain't got round to watching it
no?
yet.
No? I haven't seen it
I was
either.
Working all weekend, and I started watching it on my phone, but it's not the same.
No.
You know, you can't...
Not that you've got your nice TV.
No, a little right and everything. No. But I just ain't got round to watch it. I will.
Fair
but
fair
the championship was won, wasn't it? So
that's very true.
Yeah,
very
it's
true.
The end of the Brum Brum Cars for another game. Still haven't improved on my car impression, but no. Hey, what about you? Got anything else going on?
No, well, I've got a surprise birthday night out on Saturday that the missus has taken me on. I know nothing about, so
it's
find
not
out about it.
Though, is it? Because you
well,
know
I'm going,
about
yeah,
it.
But I have no
that
idea where
no
I'm
sense.
Going.
All right.
I'll tell you about it next week.
Oh, great. All right. Ta-ta!